Crystal Lowe, the executive vice president and director of corporate services at Zions Bank, says one of the reasons fraud occurs in businesses is because business owners don't have sufficient safeguards in place to protect their finances.
You know, one of the biggest ways we can protect our businesses, though, is with our people and educating our employees on things they should and should not be doing. Having proper control, checks and balances in place, critical.
Fraudsters target all types of businesses, says Lowe, but employees are the main source of fraud. She says people who have worked with a company for many years and even family members are usually the ones who embezzle money.
If you look at the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, they report that 77% of all fraud incidents involve employees, and the average scheme goes on for 18 months before it's detected. I think those statistics just go to say there's really no room to not have them in place.
Lowe says business owners shouldn't give anyone the opportunity to make the wrong decision.
The conversation you have with your employees is, these are in place to protect you and protect us. And quite frankly, if you have somebody that's pushing back against that, that should be a red flag.
Communication is key for business owners. Lowe says staying in touch with banks and working with them when business changes occur is a good way to stay proactive. Communicating with employees about procedures and safeguards will help avoid internal problems. She says, unfortunately, many business owners don't think about safeguards until something bad happens.
We need to be looking at risk management as a core part of your business and having strategic conversations up front. Be proactive. Don't wait until it happens to you, because when it does, sometimes you can't recover from it, and I just can't stress that enough.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.